are sold this idea that medical assistance in dying acronym MAID is all about compassion and choice. But the more stories that come out, the clearer it becomes. This isn't compassion. It's coercion disguised as healthcare. And with an aging boomer population, the government has stopped hiding the real motive. This is state-sanctioned euthanasia designed to reduce burden and save millions in healthcare costs. Seniors showing up for back pain are being offered lethal injections in the emergency room. Families are watching their loved ones get steered toward death instead of real care. And the system is literally falsifying death certificates to hide the real toll. Today, I'm pulling the most powerful comments from my conversation with Amanda Actman, founder of Dying to Meet You and ethics director for Canadian Physicians for Life, because her frontline work exposing this nightmare needs to be heard everywhere. This is how Canada went from exceptional circumstances to 1 in 20 deaths by lethal injection. Let's hear it from Amanda, just how tragic the normalization of euthanasia has become.
It is really devastating because personally, I am hearing from seniors constantly about how they are being met with suggestions of death rather than offers of healthcare. And I travel across Canada. Most recently, I was visiting Vancouver Island, and that really is the epicenter of euthanasia. It is the euthanasia capital, most precisely as a region. And very often, I was hearing of so many people who are shattered by the loss of their friends and neighbors to euthanasia, given how ubiquitous it is there. And so it didn't take long to receive these stories of seniors who, even upon arrival to a hospital or upon going to see their family doctor, were met with the suggestions that maybe they would be better off dead. And who can trust their doctor in that climate? It's just crushing.